From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that a ceasefire begin on February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of the terrorist groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye on Monday. Besigye lost an election Thursday to incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The opposition leader charges that the election was fraudulent. Besigye had planned to go to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission to collect evidence ahead of a possible legal challenge. Authorities also raided the party headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that the U.S. government's demands are chilling. The government wants the communications company to build a back door into an encrypted phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with the request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the result of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. London Mayor Boris Johnson suggested a second vote would help Britain negotiate its terms with the EU. This is VOA News.